702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, time now to catch up with news from elsewhere around the world. Adam, it's extraordinary that where are we now? It was the end of 2022. China still maintaining its zero COVID policy, except now, of course, citizens not quite so happy with it.
No, the knock-on effect of still having these restrictions and lockdowns and so forth. And I mean, it does rather look like China was the first into the pandemic and will be the last out, in the sense that the rest of us are living with COVID. It affects people, right? But China seems to, the zero COVID policy seems to therefore affect everything. We know about people getting locked in factories and shops and so forth, and people are not happy. So rare demonstrations, but the demonstrations now, as we saw, have seen in Iran, the demonstrations are now taking on a kind of will of their own. So it's not just about COVID restrictions. There have been people out shouting for freedom, calling for the resignation of President Xi Jinping. I quite like this as a protest, that people spotted with blank white banners out on the streets, which is sort of intriguingly rebellious, but equally neutral. If you have a blank white banner, what are you saying? And by not saying anything, you're saying a lot, aren't you? It's one of those. So we've seen these mass protests, thousands involved, particularly in Shanghai, Beijing and Nanjing, but spreading beyond. And also this came out of a vigil for 10 people who were killed in a fire in a high-rise block. And it is thought that the COVID lockdown policy may have restricted their escape, that they were essentially trapped by the state rules. It's unusual to have these protests in China, but I wonder, will they keep going? Will they spiral? What happens next?
The thing about dictators, of course, or at least repressive regimes, is they never see the end coming, do they? Let's go now to, I suppose, the World Cup. Riots in Belgium after that defeat by Morocco.
I mean, it was a surprise, but not an enormous surprise. Morocco are a good team. Belgium are, got loads of stars in there. Kevin De Bruyne, Eden Hazard, Romelu Lukaku, fabulous players, but a lot of them are aging players. Maybe they're a World Cup too far. Even Eden Hazard almost said that the other day. And also, they're not out of the World Cup, albeit with that defeat, it doesn't help. But people back home in Belgium and even into the Netherlands have reacted very, very badly. So when we're talking about police dispersing protesters with water cannon and tear gas, and some of these fans, in inverted commas, out on the streets, setting fire to things, throwing bricks. We're talking not just in Belgium as well, although the worst of it was in Brussels and Antwerp, but also beyond into the Netherlands. There's a sort of simpatico thing going on between Belgium and the Netherlands here. So Amsterdam, The Hague, Rotterdam have also seen kind of quasi-fan riots. I wonder if alcohol played a little bit of a part in that, because for goodness sake, it's football. Grow up.
Now, how long would you and I last lost at sea, Adam?
Well, that's a good question. I'm thinking, I'm not giving myself very long, but there are some tips maybe out of this we can learn. This is a guy who fell into the Gulf of Mexico off a cruise ship. And I mean, it's still true, isn't it? And has been for hundreds of years. If you fall off a ship, they don't turn around and come back for you. They didn't in this particular instance. The guy went to the toilet. He told his sister, you know, he was on board the ship with his sister. He went off to the toilet and never returned. And now it turns out he was in the water for 15 hours before the U.S. Coast Guard rocked along. How they found him, I mean, it really is a needle in a haystack or a body in an ocean. They call it a Thanksgiving miracle. The U.S. Coast Guard actually said that. They found him alive and well after 15 hours in the water. We don't quite know how he managed to survive that long. But maybe we can take it from, another cruise ship passenger, a British woman, who fell into the Adriatic Sea 4 years ago, survived 10 hours in the sea. She says yoga, fitness and constant singing kept her alive. Now we know the secret, yoga and singing.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
No, not that one.
All right, Adam Gilchrist,
we'll
leave it there for this morning's walk.